lift your hands, everybody. What did I do? What did we do to deserve such mercy? When you heard the first song the choir sang, you thought it was totally me. What did we do to receive such favor from God? What did we do? Lift your hands. I almost thought that maybe we should relax on a new song every Sunday until we have fully exhausted the ones we have already. Lift your hands. Day by day, I see new mercies around me. All the signs I see around me. What can I do that can equal your love? I'm all yours forever, Lord. Day by day, I see new mercies come my way. All the signs I see
by day, I see your mercies around me. On all sides, I see your help around me. What can I give that can equal your love? I'm all yours, yes.
Lift your hands.
What did I do to deserve your mercy, oh Lord? I cannot earn it. I don't deserve it. I want to thank you for all you have done for me. I am indebted. I'll live to pray. What did I do to deserve your mercy, oh Lord? I cannot earn it. I don't deserve it. I want to thank you for all you have done for me. I am indebted. What did I do to deserve your mercy, Lord? I cannot earn it. I don't deserve it. I'll live to praise you. What did I do to deserve your mercy? Oh, I cannot earn it. I don't deserve it. I'll live to praise all my days. I will live to praise you, Lord, all my days. I will live to praise you, Lord. I will live to worship you. Lift your hands and worship. With friends I love so well, comfort I get from God's own word. But when my soul needs manna from above, where could I go but to the Lord? Lift your hands high. Life here is grand. With friends I love so well, comfort I get from God's own word. But when my soul needs manna from above, where could I go but to the Lord? For my soul.
A refuge for my soul. I'm needing a friend to help me in the end. Where could I go but to Ahashabadagalagalagala? Lift up your hands. Somebody's looking for help. And looking, you are struggling. You are, Lord, where can I go? Who can help me? Where will I find help? Shabadagala. Called a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. The psalmist said, when my father and my mother reject me, then the Lord will pick me up. He said, some trust in chariots, others trust in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. They are brought down and fallen, but we are risen and stand upright. He said, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and is saved. In the name of even the youth shall faint and be weary. The young men shall be tired, but they that wait on the Lord, they shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as with eagles. They shall run and they shall not be weary. Shimanagalaya hasanaya. Lift your hands up. Nigeria, we are needing a friend that will help us in this time. Where could I go but to the Lord? For brothers across the north and the south, in Katsina, in southern Kaduna, across the nation, where could I go? Oh, where could I go? Seeking a refuge for my soul. Needing a friend to help me in the end. Where could I go but to your hands up. Just maintain quietness, everyone. I see his help coming. They looked up to him and they were light, and their faces were not ashamed. Let your hands up.
Lord, take me to the place where I have no choice. God is separate from your choice to be lost in you. Is my desire to be all for you. Is all I want. Take me to the place. Oh, my dear, to the place. Let me love what you love. Oh, yeah. God is how you design life to be loved. Happy love to live how I want to live.
If John's without a doubt, the Master is here this morning. Lift your hands. He's here to heal. He's here to touch. He's here to release that pressure on the mind. Listen. He's here to swallow the fear. He's here to kill the stress. He's here to kill the worry. He's here to kill the anxiety. He's here to take the pressure off the mind. He's here to release answer. He's here to release solution. That's right. He's here to release direction. Direction. What to do? What to do? Lift your hands high. Kill the fear, to dissolve the pressure, to release direction, to release solution, to release answer for our lives, for our families, for our nation, for our generation, for our communities. Somebody is standing here right now on behalf of your family, on behalf of your community, on behalf of your state. Lift your hands high. That's right. Lift your hands high. Close your eyes. Whisper that name, Jesus. Again.
What a Savior of our soul.
Once again, whisper Jesus. And again. And again. And again. And again. Answer. Solution. Intervention. It's released. Father, what you are releasing this morning, what you are offering someone this morning, what you are delivering this morning, let it drop.
Power of the Holy Ghost, receive that direction, receive the peace. I command the fear to die. I command the pressure to go. I command the solution to come, the answer to come, the healing to come, the deliverance to come. I arrest the agenda of hell now.
Thank you, Master. In the name of Jesus, you will testify. Listen, your family will testify. Your community will testify. Our nation will testify. Jesus' precious name, please be seated. James chapter 5 and in verse 16.
You're the Savior of the soul.
You are the Savior of my soul.
James 5:16. Confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that you may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. The Lord bless his word in the precious name of Jesus Christ. I'm speaking very quickly on the subject, amplifying prayer effect. Amplifying prayer effect. Our objective is to unveil those factors that amplify prayer effect. It's our testimony and thanksgiving service in our month of prayer. There are many things that we needed to handle in this month of prayer that is not yet true. And so we're going to still deal on the subject. And thank God for the worship that we have had already on a day like this. We want to unravel the factors that can amplify prayer effect. I am speaking, but you didn't just hear now, because this voice had not been amplified. This microphone helps to make you hear me. I'm talking. I have not reduced my voice, but this microphone has amplified my voice in the same manner
It is possible to pray and the prayer does not go too far because it has not been amplified. We are looking at those factors that will help your prayer not to just reach the ceiling and drop, or just help your prayer not to stop in front of you. Those factors that will make your prayer to reach where it should reach and produce the effect it should produce. Amplifying prayer effect. What are those factors? I'm going to be very, very sharp. Number one is righteous living. Righteous living. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. That is, prayer effect is enhanced by righteousness. Prayer is effective with righteousness. Psalm 24, verse 3, all the way to verse 5. It said, who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? Or who shall stand in his holy place? He that has clean hands and a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. He shall receive the blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. Who is the person that can access God? Who is the person that can stand and interact with God? It is the person whose hands are clean. Righteous living. What does righteous living entail? Two things, but I mention one in this service. It entails, first, existence with a conscience that is void of offense towards God and towards man. Existence with a conscience that is void of offense towards God and towards man. In Acts chapter 24, verse 16, herein do I exercise my conscience. Exercise myself to have always a conscience void of offense toward God and toward man. That is, as far as you and God are concerned, things are in order. As far as you and people are concerned, things are in order. Please understand this as we move. That defiled conscience equals denied access. When the conscience is defiled, the access is denied. Access to God. There are so many people who are busy pleading with God, begging God to do this or that, with a conscience that is not pure with God and with man. Amplifier of prayer number one is righteous living. Number two, thankful living. Thankful, thankful. Life, a life of thanksgiving. When you know how to give thanks and you know how to praise God, you amplify the impact of your prayer. There are people who call themselves prayer warriors who have no business with praise worship. They have no business with thanksgiving or appreciation or worship at all. Their own is prayer. No wonder the struggle continues. When they see people praise or worship, they thought they are playing. Thought these ones are not serious spiritually. No. In Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 to 7, he said, be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Earlier on in verse 4, and then he said, and the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Earlier on in verse 4, he said, rejoice in the Lord, and I say again, rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always. And then he went on to prayer. It's like a sandwich. Praiseless prayer is like bone, meatless bone. graceless prayer. Now, what does this entail? Again, two things. First, it is existence with the attitude of gratitude or the lifestyle of appreciation for the faithfulness of God in time past. Say it again. Existence with the attitude of gratitude or the lifestyle of appreciation. For what? For the faithfulness of God in time past. That is, you are not continuously asking God for things without remembering what he did before. You are not doing that. You are existing with an attitude of gratitude according to Psalm 103, verse 1 to 5. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities and healeth all thy diseases. For the faithfulness of God of the time past. It is not morally correct to ask God for, ask anybody at all for something new without thanking them for what they did for you before. It's not morally right. I put it this way. Appreciation. Your appreciation for his acts of the past qualifies you. Okay. Appreciation for his acts of the past is qualification for his acts of the future. Appreciation for the acts of God of the past is qualification for his acts of the future. Nobody is qualified for what God wants to do next until they have appreciated what God did last. You live in that realm. So, amplifiers of prayer. Number one, righteous living. Number two, and in the realm of righteous living, exercise your conscience. Don't sleep over guilt and don't live in the realm of wrong. Righteous living, number two, thankful living. Number three, pardon the use of the word, loveful living. Loveful. It might not make sense in grammar, but it makes sense in communication. Loveful living. The life of love. Mark chapter 11, verse 25 to 26. Mark chapter, it says, and when you stand praying, forgive. If you have aught against any, that your Father also which is in heaven may forgive you your trespasses. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father which is in heaven forgive your trespasses. Loveful living. Your attitude towards man determines God's attitude towards you. Man's attitude towards fellow man determines God's attitude towards man. You can't hate people and expect God to love you. It's not possible. And this entails again two things. First, loveful living implies existence with the interest and welfare of others at heart. That is, existence with goodwill for others. Existence with the interest and welfare of others at heart. That is, existence with goodwill for others. Matthew chapter 7 verse 12. He said, what things so, therefore all things whatsoever you will that men should do to you, do ye even so to them. For this is the law and the prophets. Hallelujah. What does this translate to you? Note, God is interested in the lives of those who are interested in the lives of others. God is interested in the lives of those who are interested in the lives of others. No wonder the prayer of Job only got answered when he prayed for his friends. In Job chapter 42 verse 10, and God turned the captivity of Job when he prayed for his friends. Have prayed for yourself enough. Try and pray for someone. Ask God to give them what you are asking God to give you. God is interested in the lives of those who are interested in the lives of others. Loveful. Wish people well. Don't wish people evil. Nobody's success is the reason for your lack of success. Just wish them well. And you will attract what you celebrate. So we have righteous living, thankful living, loveful living. Number four, sacrificial living. Sacrificial living. Psalm 20 verse 1 to 3. The Lord hear you in the day of trouble. The name of the God of Jacob defend you. May he send you help from the sanctuary. I thought someone was saying amen. And strengthen thee out of Zion. And what is the reason for all this? May he remember all your offerings and accept your burnt sacrifice. Hallelujah. See, there is a connection between your sacrifice and your requests from God. Look at 2 Chronicles chapter 1, verse 6 to 7. And Solomon went up thither to the brazen altar before the Lord, which was at the tabernacle of the congregation, and offered 1,000 burnt offerings upon it. And in that night, God appeared to Solomon and said unto him, ask what I shall give thee. There are things you do for God that qualifies you for askings. There are things you do for God that it is God who is asking you to ask. May he remember all your burnt offerings and sacrifices and your inconveniences for the kingdom. There are people in whose life there is nothing for God to remember. And there are people God has plenty to remember. Sacrificial living. This is what I mean. Sacrificial living entails existence with the lifestyle of sacrifice towards the kingdom. The lifestyle of sacrificial giving towards the kingdom. And this provokes divine intervention. Hallelujah. What is very important about the lifestyle of sacrifice? This point. The act of sacrifice continually provokes the fire of divine intervention. Every time God sees sacrifice, he releases the fire. So you are not just someone who just is looking for what to get out of God, but your life is sacrificial. They don't beg you to do things. You do things of your own. You remember the man whose servant was sick and the elders of the Jew came to ask Jesus in Luke chapter 7. This man is worthy for whom you should, do this, for he loveth our nation and he has built us a synagogue. And Jesus said, let us go. One man build a church, let's go. And on the way, the man said, you don't even need to come. I mean, it's enough. Just send your word and my servant will be healed. There are things you do for God. That's why people see others and say, ah, God is partial. No, 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 it's not. Your heart for God determines his heart for you. Sacrificial living. Was that number one? Wow. Okay, I mixed it up. That was number four. Number five is fastful living. Fastful. Fast. That was actually meant to come before the sacrifice. All right. Fastful living. The life of fasting. Isaiah chapter 58 verse 6. Is not this the fast that I have chosen? To loose the bands of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, and to let the oppressed go free, and that you break every yoke. That you break every yoke. Break every yoke. Fastful living. Living the life of fasting and prayer. What does this entail? First, it is the periodic intensification. Somebody say intensification. All right. In case it will twist your tongue, no challenge. The periodic intensification of desire and desperation through the fast. That's what we're talking about. The periodic intensification of desire and desperation. Yeah, there's something you are desiring from God. There is something you are desperate about, but you intensified it with a fast. That was what the psalmist meant in Psalm 63 verse 1 to 2, where he said, oh God, thou art my God, early will I seek thee. My soul thirsteth, my flesh longeth for thee. In a dry and thirsty land where no water is. To see your power and your glory. So as I have seen thee in the sanctuary. So you are intensified. Listen to this. Why is that necessary? Spiritual deliveries happen at the frequency of spiritual desperation. Spiritual deliveries happen at the frequency of spiritual desperation. Jacob said, I will not let you go until you bless me. Genesis 32 verse 26. I will not let you go until you bless me. Spiritual deliveries happen at the frequency of spiritual desperation. You are very desperate and then something is delivered. And that desperation is intensified at the place of prayer. Is anybody getting anything so far? So you have righteous living, and then you have thankful living, and then you have loveful living, and then you have sacrificial living, and then you have fastful living. And then we move to number six, which is prayer in the spirit. Prayer in the spirit. Prayer in the spirit. Romans chapter 8 verse 26. He said, likewise the spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the spirit himself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. According to the will of God. What are we referring to? Now, you can excellently pray in your understanding. But when you pray in the spirit, you amplify the impact of your prayer. Now, what are we talking about praying in the spirit? It is praying abundantly, extensively, and intensively. praying abundantly, extensively, and intensively in the Spirit as frequently as possible. Praying abundantly, extensively, intensively in the Spirit. As frequently as possible. Now, take note of what happens. 1 Corinthians chapter 14 verse 2 said, he who speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto men, but unto God. For no man understandeth him, how be it in the Spirit, he speaketh mysteries. This is what to note here before we move. Praying in the Spirit is praying in the realm of mysteries. And that establishes one in the realm of mastery. Say that again. Praying in the Spirit is praying in the realm of mysteries that establishes a person in the realm of mastery. You are tackling mysteries to establish your mastery. Your mastery over diverse situations and circumstances. Your mastery in the world of the spirit, in the world of the physical. Your mastery in the business world. Your mastery in your place of work. Your mastery. Hallelujah. I prayed a lot in the spirit. While I was a student in the university, it was so abundant. It's still abundant, very abundant, but as a student, it was as if my mouth was almost permanently moving. And then I went through all those exams I remember writing medicine's part two finals, medicine and surgery part two finals. And I went into the exam hall for medicine, and what I saw in the exam, I had already seen all of them before the exam. So I was writing with the frequency of someone who knew the answer before he arrived. Am I communicating at all? It establishes you in the realm of mastery. I see somebody stepping into that mastery right now. That was number 6, praying in the spirit. And number 7 is kingdom service. Kingdom service is an amplifier. It's an amplifier of prayer. Exodus chapter 23, verse 25 to 26. He said, and you shall serve the Lord your God. You have not prayed yet, but he shall bless your bread. That is what most people ask God for. And bless your water. And I will take sickness away from the midst of you. There shall nothing cast their young nor be barren in thy land. The number of thy days I will fulfill as you serve the Lord your God. What does it entail? It entails releasing your time, energy, and resources in the assignment of the Father. Releasing one's time, energy, and resources in the assignment of the Father. Releasing one's time, energy, and resources in the assignment of the Father. Whether it's the assignment of soul winning, the assignment of prayer, For the move of God, for revival, assignment in one service unit or the other in the church. Whatever assignment that is, you releasing your time, releasing your energy, releasing your resources in the assignment of the Father is what we call kingdom service. But listen to what this means to you. And I close. Service to God answers prayers that have not been prayed. Prayers you haven't prayed are answered before you pray them. You shall serve the Lord your God. have not prayed for a house, for a car, for a shirt, a shoe, since I started serving this God 20 many years ago on full time. I have not asked, Lord, I'm trusting you for this kind of car. And somebody says, because the church is big. No, when we were in one room in a boys' quarter at the beginning of this church, I didn't pray for a house. We were in one house, rented house for 13 years. Pastoring big ministry according to this, according to the estimation of man. Having branches all over the world, 13 solid years in rented house. Not one day, Lord, give us a house. It wasn't a prayer point. He makes all things beautiful in his time. Once it is time, it will come. The Lord God is the sun and shield. He will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. If he is withholding it, then it is not good for now. Are you hearing what I'm saying now? Stand up on your feet, people. That was Psalm 84 and in verse 11. No good thing will he withhold. If it appears as if it is being withheld, it means it is not yet good for now. When it is good, it will not be withheld. When it is good, it will not be kept back. That is without prejudice to every agenda of the enemy to stop what is yours. We can deal with that at the place of prayer. But having done all to stand, you stand. No good thing. So we don't pray for money and prayer. No, just face God and face him fully. Do what is expected of you to do. And when the car is needed, the car will come. When the house is needed, the houses will come. I told you that we're in one house, we're in renting house for 13 years. And we're in one room. My wife, I'm a medical doctor, she's a medical doctor, in one room for 13 months. Today we have houses that we have not seen. Somebody said he gave us a duplex in this town. It came 2 years ago. From that 2 years till now, I haven't seen the place. Somebody gave us a house in America. I haven't seen the house till now. We're in the same town. He said, can you visit the house? I said, there's no time. I mean, the question is, it depends on what you are looking for. There are people, it's those material things that move them. So they will rush. If I want to live here now, if I don't see a car and I see tricycle, keke napep, I will enter inside. It's your challenge. Well, some people are concerned about the safety of a tricycle, but it doesn't mean anything. There are things you do with God that will cause prayers to be answered that you have not prayed. You haven't prayed it. It is answered. And I believe it is somebody's turn this morning. Lift up your hands and give the Lord the praise. Give the Lord the praise. Give the Lord the praise. Give the Lord the honor. Give the Lord the adoration. Worship him. Honor him. Adore him. Let's magnify him. Let's adore him. Let's worship him. Let's honor him. Let's adore him. Let's worship him. Let's honor him. Let's magnify him. Father, we thank you. In the name of Jesus. Very quickly, because of time, lift those hands high, your hands high, and pray this prayer after me and say, Father, I receive the grace for righteous living. I receive the grace for thankful living. I am sorry for lack of appreciation. I receive the grace to live in love. I receive the grace to live sacrificially. I receive the grace for fastful living. I receive the grace to pray abundantly in the spirit. I receive the grace to serve God. To serve God
above everything else. I receive the grace. Lift your hands and lift your voice and speak to God. I appreciate Him. I receive that grace. 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 I receive the grace. Speak to God. Lift your voice. Speak to God. Father, we give you the praise. Father, we give you the honor. Father, we give you the adoration. Masha Keda Malayahasa. Lift your hands, lift your voice. Appreciate Him, honor Him, adore Him. We give you the praise. We give you the honor. We give you the adoration. We give you the worship, the supremacy, the dominion, the rule, and the sovereignty. Blessed be your name. Honor to your name. Adoration to your name. Worship to your name. Glory to your name. Father, I come before you. I receive that grace to do the right thing. I receive that grace to do the right thing. I receive that grace to do what is correct. I receive the grace, Lord. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' precious name. Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you. Is there anything you want to thank God for that He did for you in time past? What? The gift of life. What else? The gift of health. What else? You are looking like this normal. Some people don't believe you are alive now. They are even surprised that you are still alive. Some people don't believe that you are in your right senses now. Am I speaking now? We are going to take only 5 minutes of celebration. While we are doing that, anywhere you are in this assembly and you want to have your sins forgiven, you want Jesus to be Lord of your life, you want to be restored back to God, while the singing is on, I want you to carry your Bibles and carry your bags and step forward quickly. You want to make your ways right. Just a moment. You want to say, Jesus, I am sorry for how I have lived. I need mercy. I need forgiveness. Or you want an addiction broken, a negative lifestyle broken, a life you are not happy with broken. I'd like you to step forward quickly, carry your Bibles and your bags, and step forward and let us pray for you. God bless you.
We are saying thank you.
And for the rest of us, Jesus, don't watch those coming out. Just celebrate like never before. Let's go.
Jesus, thank you. Jehovah, thank you. Everybody say it, thank you. Jesus, thank you. We thank you, Lord. We are saying thank you. We are saying thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus, thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Everybody, heavy, 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 hey, Lord, we
Return back home. Please be on your feet. Those of you kneeling down, right, be up standing. I'd like you to lift up our hands. We are prayed and thank God we have the right to ask him a request right now before we go. Father, establish your rule in my life. Establish your reign in my life, in my family. Establish your rule in Nigeria. Establish your rule from the north to the south. Where there is bloodshed and wastage right now, Father, we ask that he be arrested. We ask that you intervene in Katsina, in Kaduna State, in Borno State, in Yobe State, across the nation. Everywhere blood is being shed, we ask for divine intervention. In Southern Kaduna particularly, lift up your voice and say, Father, in the name of Jesus, establish your reign and establish your rule in my life, in my family. Establish your reign. Establish your rule in my life, in my family. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, establish your rule. Establish your reign in my family, in my family, in my family. Establish your rule. Establish your reign in Nigeria, in the north of Nigeria, in Katsina State, in Kaduna State, in Southern Kaduna. We arrest bloodshed in the northeast. We arrest bloodshed in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. We arrest bloodshed. We arrest bloodshed. Establish your rule. Establish your reign. Establish your dominion. Establish your sovereignty in our lives. Thank you, Master. In Jesus' precious name, so shall it be. In Jesus' precious name. Father, we receive your help and we receive your mercy. Blessed be your name. Honor to your name. In Jesus' precious name. And for everyone here today, Jehovah God will confirm in your life that he is the Lord of the universe. In Jesus' name. Give the Lord a big clap to take your seat. Stretch your hands in front of you. As I prophesy upon your hands, I declare your harvest shall look for you from the north and the south and the east and the west. In Jesus' precious name. Just before then, just hold on that. Let me pray for those in the front who came out here. Can you place your right hand on your chest, all of you in the front here, and pray this prayer after me and mean it with your heart. Say, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of help. Come into my life. Make me a new person. Today, I have decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. From today, I go forward ever and backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. The Lord bless you. All right. Just quickly before we go, how many of you have been mightily and massively blessed by our broadcast, Dunamis Television, and all the broadcasts? How many of you were blessed massively during the complete lockdown by those broadcasts? How many of you know that the messages escalated? And how many of you know that on a daily basis, messages were coming? And people from all over the world, Australia, America, every single place have been massively impacted. Yesterday night, a woman was speaking to me. Her husband is in Nigeria almost for 4 months now for lockdown. And she got connected to Dunamis TV, I think in Houston, Texas. And she was just screaming on the phone.
screaming on the phone. You have changed our lives. You have done this, you have done that. Because of that broadcast.
Now, maybe you don't know that we raise offering for the Dunamis broadcast, and there is no program on that channel that anybody is paying for. Let Go Blind is on the channel, Papoye, and several others on that channel, TBN, and so on and so forth. There is not a dime. The church pays for it every single month. And every single month, from what I've seen here, it is close to 30 million a month to keep it on. Have all manner of Africa broadcast, America, Sky, UK, Vision Television, and so on and so forth. This is 29.071 monthly. Now, I'm saying that because many of us would want an opportunity to be involved in making that happen, to be involved sacrificially and otherwise, but you are not aware. I want to let you know you have the opportunity to do so. So that as this thing reaches the world and is touching lives all around the world, you can be a part of what God is doing around the world by being involved as a giver, a sower, to making the earth to be blanketed with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord, the waters by the sea. Can somebody say aloud, amen? We have local television channel here, the AIT that we are on, and we're off it for almost three. How many of you are watching that? The Saturday program on AIT. When we're off it for just three weekends, you know, people started, oh, we haven't seen the broadcast for this and that. And that, the quarterly payment of that is more than half of this per quarter, right? More than half of what I said. That is with the discount. If they didn't give a discount, it would have been 30 something million per quarter. Hello? And this is changing lives, souls are getting saved, unbelievers, people contemplating suicide are being delivered. And we don't put this church under financial pressure. Am I communicating? Many times we forget even to take offering. I'm sure you are aware of that. So I'd like you to bear that in mind. And in fact, one of the men said, sir, the church does not need to pay for that one anymore. He said, let some of us gather about 17 of us or so to give so and so monthly, and then give like 500 monthly, and then that will take care of the bill. Say, in fact, you don't need to remind us, it will be paid without your notice. He said, and my own is ready. That was somebody who felt touched that the broadcast was not there for 3 months. So I want to give us the opportunity to just on your own put yourself on that responsibility. Monthly broadcast seed as the Lord lays in your heart. You can get more details from the church office or the admin office or the accounts office or even our office. Monthly broadcast seed. You can have these inquiries, and I want to be part of what is going on around the world. In the lockdown, somebody told us, he said, God prepared Dunamis TV ahead of this lockdown. Because many people who are not even members of our church were all hooked on. Everybody being blessed and being impacted on that channel. And to God be the praise. Now, in addition, to make givings easy, because we are in a season where everything is going online and everything is going digital, there is now a USSD code where you can, from your mobile phone, make transfers or even make payments, even church offerings and so on. That is made possible. I think that if the ICT, that's right, the USS code, the bank code is there where you can. You can easily, I think the most important number there right now is the 00020097 and so on. If you call, please leave it on the screen for a while, and then you can do that. And the bank code, whichever bank you are using, they have different codes. The bank code first, and then star bank code, and then star, the 000 star, then that code in between there, and then plus whatever you are given, and then hash send. That is done, and that makes it possible for those who would be very, very interested in giving like that. The Lord bless you, and the Lord cause his face to shine upon you. And please understand that none of this is done under pressure. Nobody is put under pressure. That is why you have never seen us standing on television, apart from a church service like this, and asking, begging for money on television. You will never see that. You will never see us begging on YouTube or Facebook or Instagram or
what do you call it? Twitter. We will never do that. If you see anybody doing that, that was not us. That wasn't us. Yesterday, I talked with a lady who came from the State Department because they found that some people were using our name to collect money on Instagram. And I told her, I said, anytime you see any money appeal on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, if you see such an appeal, be asking for money. Don't consult us. Close the page on the spot. We are not the one. It is a fake page. Am I communicating at all? Don't visit, don't tell, don't ask us. Don't ask, are you the one? Just close it down. And that was agreed yesterday. To God be all the praise. So, can you pick up your offerings now and lift it up with a praise. Father, bless the harvest of every giver and let the hands lifted never drop to beg forever. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Celebrate, justly drop your offerings. Go ahead.
You've been faithful, Lord. From the ages past, that is why your name is forevermore. You've been faithful, faithful.
You've been faithful, Lord.
From the ages past,
from the ages past,
that is why,
that is why your name
is forevermore.
You've been faithful, Lord.
From the ages past,
from the ages past,
that is what, that is what, that is what,
that is what your
word is forevermore.
Have you given your offerings?
You are not worthy, Lord.
You are not worthy,
Lord. To be praised and adored.
To be praised and adored.
Please minimize the movement to assist the ushers to do their work. God bless you. Counselors, yes, you might want to go with them right now. And please go with our counselors. They'll speak to you and let you know what to do. While these are going, if you are in Dunamis for the first time, kindly step forward and let us receive you. Kindly step forward. Now, everybody can now stand up with a shout of victory. A loud shout of victory. And lift up your hands everywhere you are. No, even if you are here for the first time, go ahead with them. Except those who are coming now. Those who came out for the altar call should go ahead. Just go ahead. Yeah. Just go ahead. Go ahead. Lift up your hands. Anybody blessed, shout the loudest. Amen. Lift those hands high. Be released today in that. Now, hear this. The last midweek service will finalize the month of prayer with a very, very, very brutal intercession. It is going to be more like a cross over into the next month. And then coming Sunday is the blessing Sunday for the month of August. Is the blessing Sunday very, very impactful. Don't miss it for anything. And you are coming back with your testimony. Lift your hands and be released in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Somebody say amen. The Lord bless you. Say aloud, amen. The Lord keep you. The Lord cause his face to shine upon you. And be gracious unto you. Let me ask one question. How many of you were blessed by this service this morning? The climate of the service, the atmosphere, the world. Please don't come alone next Sunday. Come with somebody. Let them know that God is at work here. The presence of God is here. The anointing of God. And let the yoke be broken. And you will come back with your testimony. And now, whether the enemy likes it or not, the year 2020 is our year of what? Supernatural shift. And what kind of shift is that? It's drastic. It's dramatic. And it's dimensional. It is what? Drastic and dramatic and dimensional. God bless you and see you in the midweek service. The first time us coming, we are receiving you.